Pádraig Lodge is back again with more sports news.
Thanks, Angus. The former champion jockey Davy Russell is to make a sensational return to the saddle, announcing last night that he was coming out of retirement to cover for the injured Jack Kennedy as Gordon Elliott's stable jockey. We won't know until tomorrow how long Kennedy will be out for, but it opens up the possibility of Russell competing at the Cheltenham Festival for one last time. It'd be like Micheál Ó Maith-Hertley coming back to do one last All-Ireland final. We can get more on this story from our racing analyst Jane Mangan.
I think it's fair to say, Pádraig, when Davy Russell decided to hang up his boots on December 18th at a run-of-the-mill day in Thurles before Christmas, it took us all by surprise. Not that the man who was three times champion jockey, the man who has ridden 25 Cheltenham Festival winners, and the man who's 43 years of age, was set to retire. That was expected, but not perhaps on the day that he did it. We certainly didn't expect to see him coming back within a month of that retirement. Of course, there is mitigating circumstances. Davy Russell himself last night on social media announcing that he will return for a short period of time. Of course, he's a big part of Gordon Elliott's Cullintraw team and stable jockey for many, many years at that yard. So when Jack Kennedy took a crunching fall last Sunday when he fractured his left fibula and tibia, which will leave him on the sidelines for an unknown period of time, a considerable number of weeks all the same, Davy Russell has taken the decision less than a month after hanging up his boots to get back in the saddle this Saturday at Fairy House, this Sunday at Punchestown. But Gordon Elliott has a very strong team of jockeys. He's got Dennis O'Regan, he's got Sam Ewing, he's got Jordan Gainford. But after consultation with Davy Russell, Davy has taken the decision to come back. It's a big one, and it's one that we didn't expect. But if I know Davy Russell, I know he likes to be unpredictable. And for the short period of time that he is back, let's hope it's the right decision.
That's Jane Mangan there. The race to succeed Liverpool as League Cup champions is down to the final four. Southampton produced the shock result of the night, beating Manchester City 2-0, and they'll face Newcastle in the semi-final. A penalty shootout win over Wolves saw Nottingham Forest set up a semi-final against Manchester United. It'll be Forest's first time competing at this stage of the tournament since 1992. Roy Barrett is to step down as independent chairperson of the FAI. Barrett said his resignation would allow the board to ensure that at least 40% of the directors are female by the end of this year, as required by the government. Defending champions Dublin made their exit from the O'Byrne Cup last night with a 3-point defeat to Offaly at Parnell Park. A draw against Meath and Ashburn was enough for Longford to qualify for the final. They now await the winners of next Sunday's semi-final between Louth and Offaly. Over 3,000 supporters saw Derry score a late equaliser against Tyrone in the Dr McKenna Cup. Monaghan had a 2-point win over Donegal and Ballybuffet, and Cavan beat Armagh by 5 points. So in the semi-finals, it's Cavan at home to Tyrone on Saturday and Down against Derry in Newry on Sunday. Also taking place this Saturday in Croke Park is the AIB All-Ireland Intermediate Hurling Final between Tourine of Mayo and Mona Lean of Limerick. Fergal Boland, whose involvement with the Mayo football panel ended recently, has been telling Damien Lawler about the progress his club has made.
Back in 2013 was kind of my first year on the Tourine senior panel, and we won the county final that year and then lost the Connacht final, and then we're kind of getting bet every year by Ballyhonus and Mayo. And then I remember sitting down in 2016 with a few of the lads, and we're like, you know, we've a good crew of lads here. We need to get a good setup around us, and we need to start doing things, or else the years are going to go by. So we ended up winning the county title in 2017, winning the Connacht. And then, you know, once you win your county, you get greedy and you want to win your Connacht. And then next thing you're looking at is an All-Ireland final or an All-Ireland semi-final. So we failed on three attempts, right? We played Ballyraggart in 17, we played Father O'Neill's in 2019, and then we played Naas last year. And like in all of the occasions, we were probably, you know, we were probably bet by the better team. So, you know, we had to get better. So I think we've definitely improved this year as a team. We've really good setup around us, and thankfully we got over the line against the down team in semi-final. Yeah.
Your love of hurling, Virgil, where does that come from?
Yeah, I suppose, I'm kind of living in the middle of Tourine, like I'm right in the middle of the village, and like my house is right across the pitch. So like from growing up, I would always have been down on the hurling pitch, either watching like the seniors train, and myself and my brother would always been involved in the club, whatever. So like hurling would always been, whenever you're from Tourine, people would say, what is your favourite sport? But everyone I'd say from Tourine would say hurling is number one. Yeah. It's just the way it is, the way of life. Like we've, whatever, 300 or 400 people in the village, and I'd say they're all involved in the club in some way, whether they're playing, you know, the parents are of the players that are playing, officers, and just people have sacrificed so much to the club. So, you know, we're so blessed to be from where we are, to be honest.
That's Fergal Boland. Flanker Tom Curry has been ruled out of England's first two Six Nations games. He suffered a hamstring tear in Sale Sharp's premiership win over Harlequins on Sunday. In cricket, Australia's one-day men's international series against Afghanistan in March has been called off. Cricket Australia said it took the decision in response to the Taliban's announcement of further restrictions on women's and girls' education and employment and a ban on them using parks and gyms. And at snooker, Judd Trump fought back from two frames down to record a 6-5 win over Ryan Day at the Masters in Alexandra Palace. Stuart Bingham moved into the quarterfinals with a 6-3 victory over fellow Englishman Kyron Wilson.